This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As I was walking into the studio just now, this item flashed on the Reuters wire. The Carolina Panthers have placed defensive end Greg Hardy on the exempt list over a domestic violence case, which means basically he is banned from team activities until the case is cleared up. What's happening with the National Football League right now is a curious combination of public and economic pressure. Stan Alcorn has that story.
If you're disappointed in the NFL, you've got company. Corporate company, McDonald's, Visa, Campbell's Soup, and now Anheuser-Busch, owner of its official beer, Bud Light, says it is, quote, disappointed and increasingly concerned. The beverage company has a $1.2 billion contract with the league, and sports law professor Gabe Feldman says that money talks.
The NFL here is a multi-billion dollar business. If some of those billions start to get threatened, I think the NFL is going to stand up and take notice.
But so far, sponsors have stopped short of threatening to tear up their contracts with the league, though Radisson Hotels has cut ties with the Minnesota Vikings.
There are a lot of sports properties, but there's only one NFL.
That's Kenneth Shropshire at Wharton. He says the size and engagement of the NFL's audience insulates it from criticism more than, say, the NBA.
The next closest sports are, you know, $3-4 billion behind. So it's astronomically larger, even though we don't think of it as such.
He thinks advertisers are more likely to apply pressure behind the scenes than unravel expensive relationships with America's most popular sport. But that doesn't mean there aren't looming financial implications for the NFL, according to media and marketing expert Ken Atherton.
You know, I think if you were a sponsor right now contemplating an investment in the NFL, you'd probably wait.
And if more damning details come out, Atherton says the big money advertisers could do more than just talk. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.